Text. Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. Morning in a commercial city. Title: Good Morning Christmas. A large fir tree is decorated with colored lights. Traffic is very thick on the small streets. In a very large skyscraper, a woman applies lipstick in a television studio, full of large cameras and teleprompters. She hands the lipstick to a nearby woman and adjusts her hair.
Thank you, guys.
She sits beside a man at a news desk.
And we are live in 5, 4, 3.
A graphic card depicts them smiling. Brian Bright and Melissa Mary.
Welcome back to Today with Bright and Mary.
Remember, everyone, tonight is the deadline to nominate your city for our Deck Your Town with Bright and Mary contest, where we will come to your town and produce the show.
Don't forget to tune in next week to find out how the winning town celebrates Christmas. All right, today we have been talking about Christmas wishes and traditions. You know, when I was a little girl.
You were a little girl. Wait. I bet you wished for lots of snow, lots of presents.
You would be right, of course.
Yeah.
But now that I am all grown up, I still wish for the perfect Christmas date with a horse-drawn carriage and the snow lightly falling. What about you, Brian? What are your Christmas wishes and traditions?
Well, when I was a kid, I only had one wish, and that was to play in the NFL.
Well, that worked out.
That worked out, thankfully. But grown-up me just wants the perfect beach with an 80-degree sun shining down.
Well, that's not very Christmassy, is it?
The teleprompter reads, "Just kidding, Melissa."
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not really a Christmassy guy.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
No.
You didn't grow up with Christmas traditions?
Not a one.
Okay. Well, listen, everyone, I need your help. It sounds like you all have to go to our website and share with us your favorite Christmas wishes, Christmas traditions, because we all need to work together to get this guy in the Christmas spirit.
And don't forget to nominate your favorite town.
Thank you for joining us today.
On Bright and Mary.
And we're out.
Could you please stick to the teleprompter?
You're better without it.
Brian, Mel, my office now, please.
I've asked you for a year to rehearse with me.
And we don't need to. The show was great today.
Which part? The part where you're stealing my lines or stepping on them?
Okay, hang on. Look at this sign. See what that says? Number one show in America. We're number one because the show's conversational.
No, yes. We are number one because I spend every night prepping for the next episode while you're out on red carpets or going to parties with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
So what
great
is
show,
it?
Show, huh?
Shut the door.
They enter their producer's office and shut the door.
So, the network...
Letting me out of my contract?
What are you talking about? What is he talking about?
Brian has been asking to be released from his contract. Given your repeated complaints about one another, the network has decided to grant Brian his request. I wanted you both to hear the news at the same time.
I don't understand what you're talking about. We are the number one morning show in the country.
Yes, and you will stay number one. This is just a preemptive move as we transition to a new co-host.
Why didn't you tell me?
Telling you now.
No. I'm finding out now. It's an entirely different thing. Do you have a co-host in mind?
Not yet. But you and I will find someone of equal stature to Brian. In the meantime, nothing is going to happen until after Christmas, so find your holly and find your jolly and make spirits bright tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Melissa crosses her arms. She stands and exits in a huff, shutting the door on Brian. Later, at the elevator with her cell phone.
Sorry, I'm going to be a little late. You are not going to believe what he has done this time.
Assuming you mean Brian. And also, I can't promise I'll wait to start the movie or that there'll be any pizza left.
Hurrying home for pizza and a movie?
I do have a life, you know.
That is absolutely not true.
It's not on the teleprompter, but can I hit the button?
The elevator opens.
Imagine that.
Down in the lobby, their elevator opens. Brian approaches a woman.
Hey. Sorry I'm late.
No problem.
Merry Christmas, Christy.
I'm not a big fan of the holidays. Tonight is our last Christmas party, then we count down the days until we leave for Cancun.
Are you two just two partridges in a pear tree? Have a good night.
What's your day?
Ah, long.
I know, they all are.
You do know it's only one partridge in that pear tree, right?
Of course I know it. But two turtle doves doesn't have quite the same jingle to it. It just makes me so mad.
The turtle doves?
No. Brian makes me mad. First of all, they couldn't go with a qualified co-host. Now they have to pick an ex-football star who only became insta-famous overnight because of his appearance in a reality dating show. And then he's the one who asked to get out of the show, and he doesn't even tell me about it. You know what? It just proves I was right about him. I can't trust him. You know what? Him leaving is the best thing that ever happened to Bright and Mary, and it's the best Christmas present I could have asked for.
In the producer's office.
So the town of Mistletoe in Maine has won Deck Your Town with Bright and Mary. But this year, we're not filming for a day. We're filming for a week.
Oh, there's no way I can do that. No.
There is, and you can. Because on the seventh day in Mistletoe, falling on Christmas Eve, Bright and Mary will air for the very last time with both of you hosting. Now, to ensure the best ratings ever, we are going to give our viewers the day they love the most for an entire week. And on your last night, we have scheduled a very special live primetime show where...
Primetime?
Where you'll announce that Bright and Mary is over.
Mel frowns.
Now, Mel, since I'm sure you want to keep your number one rating, and Brian, since I'm sure you don't want any bad publicity to follow you, I trust I can count on you both to eggnog up for appearance's sake.
Yep.
Good. I'll meet you both in Mistletoe.
A truck drives down a village street. A banner reads, "Welcome to Mistletoe." A crowd has gathered with welcome signs. Brian and Melissa wave and get out. An older man with a white beard greets them.
Stan Roman, mayor of Mistletoe, we here in Mistletoe are so excited to win Deck Your Town with Bright and Mary.
Thank you.
Oh, there's our inn right over there. Let's get you two inside.
Okay, I'll get
the bags.
Oh, thank you.
Stan shoos a crowd away and leads them to the inn. Inside, they approach a reception desk with a woman behind.
And this here is my queen, Ginny.
You're adorable, and you're even cuter than you are on television.
Oh, thank you. Sweet of you to say.
She means both of us.
This is James, Deputy Mayor.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Part-time bellhop.
It is so great to meet you.
Oh, it's nice to meet you, too. Can I take my...
No. My pleasure.
Your rooms are all ready, and they're right next to each other, so you can stay in constant communication.
Oh, well, that is so convenient.
Well, follow me.
Stan leads them down the hallways.
Can't wait to show you the barn, or should I say your new set. Your producer lady said it was perfect.
Stan's been working on this old barn for years, and now at least he can put some of it to good use.
Hey, wait a second. The set's going to be in a barn?
Yeah, and that was all in the production notes that you apparently haven't had a chance to review yet, but I'll fill you in, don't worry.
Thanks.
It sounds wonderful.
We'll let you both get settled now.
Thank you both so much.
Thank you so much, James. And thank you all for the warm welcome.
My pleasure.
Nice meeting you. See you soon.
They enter the rooms, directly across the hall from each other. Melissa shuts her door quickly. Brian enters his room as well. Melissa admires her decorated room, with Christmas lights all over.
Oh, wow.
Brian's is similarly decorated.
Oh, wow.
Melissa puts her things down and looks out the window. She sees the barn, strung with lights, and smiles. She exits out into the hallway and approaches Brian's door. She holds her ear to the door.
I'm not in there.
Listen, anyone ever told you it's not nice to sneak up on people?
Anyone ever told you it's not nice to eavesdrop on people?
You've got dinner reservations for two at Mistletoe on Main.
Thank you, Jenny.
Look who's been busy. You already have a date for tonight?
I simply asked Jenny where I should have dinner. She obviously thought you would be joining me.
Oh. Obviously means I have to go with you now.
No, you don't.
Jennifer said we have to keep up appearances.
No, we don't.
Meet me in the lobby. 10 minutes.
Later, at the restaurant, they pose with fans.
Yeah, sure, come here. Oh, the light's better.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, showtime's over, folks.
Okay, thanks.
Here, come on.
Okay. I'm Lexi.
Nice to meet you.
Sorry about that.
No problem. Like, we didn't have fans, and the show would already be over.
Not that it's over. It's not.
No, not at all. Very bright, very merry.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.
You cannot tell people you are leaving the show until Christmas Eve.
I know, I forgot.
Okay.
They sit at a table for two.
So, I've been thinking. Here we are in this town, all week, nothing else to do. We both want this week to be successful, and you want to go out on top. What do you say we just rehearse?
No.
Okay.
Melissa, like, we have different opinions as to why the show's number one, right? You think it's because you work really hard and you control every single moment. And I think it's because that we're spontaneous sometimes and let those moments just come to us.
This is for you guys.
Oh, thanks. It's on the house.
Thank you.
Of course.
The waitress leaves a plate of appetizers.
It is not about controlling every moment, okay? It is about setting yourself up for success. You control what you can so that you can deal with what you can't.
Can we just agree to disagree?
Okay.
Okay.
Brian tastes the food. Melissa opens her bag and pulls out a laptop.
What are you doing? Mel, what are you doing? Well, we're supposed to be keeping up appearances, and you're working.
Yeah, I have to watch these co-host tapes.
Brian sips water and waves at a patron.
Oh, I know you're going to pretend that you've already found the perfect co-host. Come on.
My sister sent me something funny. It's about Christmas. You wouldn't understand.
Well, try me. I like funny.
Melissa removes her earbuds.
Every Christmas Eve Eve, my sister...
Christmas Eve Eve?
It's the night before Christmas Eve. It's Christmas Eve Eve.
Yeah, no, I know it is. Just a funny expression.
Okay, well, every Christmas Eve Eve, my sister and I bake cookies, and she...
Wait, stop. Seriously, you bake?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought all you did was work. Or, like, think about work, or just work on work.
I like to plan. I like to be prepared. And I like to have fun. It's just more fun when it's planned and prepared.
She puts the earbuds back in. At the barn, Melissa is sitting in a makeup chair.
5 minutes, people! Five! Oh, and could someone please get me a coffee?
Sit down right over there. Come on.
Stan escorts some residents to the back of the barn studio, which is decorated with lighted trees.
Jennifer, seriously? I mean, this is the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life.
That's literally the whole point.
Yeah, thanks. I'm just talking to my producer.
Well, Mel is right.
Welcome to your wardrobe for the day.
Well, it's just for the segment, though, right?
Did you not hear her? She just said, for the day.
And now Brian's right. Oh, just go and spread joy to the world.
They both put on their garish sweaters and approach the desk. A man enters near Jennifer.
You're late.
I am?
Oh, aren't you the craft service guy?
Oh, no, ma'am, I'm not. My name's Tyler Curvin, and I'm a huge fan.
Oh, 2 minutes, people. Look, why don't you come see me later this week, and I'll introduce you to the hosts.
Actually, I want to produce like yourself. I heard you asked for a coffee.
Huh.
He offers her a coffee.
Stay close, and don't talk.
Tyler celebrates and stands against the wall.
All right, everybody, here we go. In 5, 4, 3...
The picture graphic appears.
Good morning and welcome to Today with Bright and Merry.
Congratulations to the town of Mistletoe. We are so excited to spend the week in this magical place that won our annual Deck Your Town with Bright and Merry.
We will be showing you Christmas traditions that these folks do here. But before we do that, the other day, my esteemed colleague Melissa asked you all to write in and give some ideas to help get me in the Christmas spirit.
Well, he needed it, didn't he, folks?
Okay, hang on. My least favorite suggestion is this thing. Aww. Sarah R. from Pennsylvania, what are you doing to
me? Come on, Brian. She picked out a lovely sweater that brings out your eyes, Brian. It's adorable.
Oh, well, that was very kind. I'm just kidding. Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks.
But don't you think we should talk about all the great traditions happening here in Mistletoe?
Yes, there is a huge list, and you're going to see all of them as we film throughout the week. I think my favorite on the list has to be the three-legged wreath race. I have no idea what that is.
But you can imagine that you like it because there's a finish line, probably a referee doing signs.
See, she knows me better than anyone.
Mistletoe also has St. Nick's Skate, mm-hmm. the Festival of Lights, and then the very last, Today with Bright and Merry on Christmas Eve.
Melissa freezes.
Yes, tune in for a very special night with us as we come to you for the last time for Mistletoe on Christmas Eve.
And we're out.
Brian stands and sips from a mug, adjusting his sweater.
You didn't have to cover for me.
Hey, you've done it for me.
A lot. Just saying the very last show, it threw me.
At the Welcome Center, Melissa and Brian still wear the sweaters. Jennifer and Tyler approach.
Mel, Brian, we are changing it up. We're going to have you both participate.
But we can't. We're the judges.
Well, now you're building a gingerbread house.
No. I went over the itinerary last night. It's not in any of the notes.
Doesn't pay to do homework. See?
Well, it's a little Christmas surprise.
But I don't like surprises, and he doesn't even like Christmas.
True.
Well, then it's a good thing you're on a team together. So go! Build! Be my little elves!
Still loving this.
Brian and Melissa sit at a table. Melissa unpacks the materials. Brian takes a bite of the candy.
What are you doing?
Follow your lead so I get the candy. Oh, nice. Yep.
Just hold it still.
I got it.
Okay.
They assemble the frame of a house.
Oh, I'm gonna huff and puff and blow this silly house down. Hey!
Okay.
The frame comes apart in Brian's hands.
Oh.
Stan chuckles, watching them.
Stanley Roman.
What?
Stop your spying and sniggering.
Brian.
I'm sorry. We need some more glue. It's just a silly house. It's a silly house.
Stop it.
Later, dressed normally, Brian and Melissa walk in the village square.
Look, I think that we should talk about...
Go ahead.
I think that we need a good tidings truce.
Completely agree.
It's Christmas, and if you could just... You do?
Yeah, it's the fourth quarter. We just need to finish strong.
Right, yeah. Wait. Why? Do you have another show lined up after this?
No. It's not like I could just pick up the phone and get on another show.
With how easy your life is, you're probably good.
Excuse me? Is that what you think?
Well, do know that you were all-state quarterback in high school, you got a free ride at college, you had 12 successful seasons with the NFL, and then you decided to find love on this hugely popular reality dating show that gives you a million followers overnight. And then one morning a year ago, you woke up and decided you wanted to be a morning talk show host without any training, any experience whatsoever.
You're forgetting that when I was finding love on that reality show, I got rejected on national television for the whole world to see.
I didn't see it.
Oh, come on. Okay, everyone watches over yours. It's okay.
Not me. I think it's nice that you were looking for love, though. I mean, I wouldn't do it on a reality dating show, but that is how you ended up meeting Christy, right?
True. Show sent me to one of her premieres. We hit it off. What about you, huh? Why, no one special in your life?
Oh, well, I've just been focused on my career. It'll happen when the time is right. So, do we have a truce or what?
We do.
Great.
Melissa video chats.
It was just weird. We talked without being snippy, sarcastic, or rude. If he'd been like this for the last year, we would have gotten along way better.
Crazy idea here, but you could ask him to stay on the show.
I am not begging him to stay when he clearly wants to go, and besides, he would know that I'm just asking because I'm afraid of losing our ratings after he leaves.
Are you?
Okay, fine. But I am concerned I'll lose the ratings when he leaves.
But you are an amazing host. Whoever is your co-host, it'll be great.
It will be in a week when Brian leaves and he's off the show and I never have to see him again. I'll call you tomorrow. Love you.
Love you back, sis.
Melissa adjusts her pajamas and answers the door.
Lexi! Hi!
Hi, I thought you might want some dinner. Can I come in?
Oh yeah, of course, come in. Thanks.
Brian stopped by at the restaurant earlier, so I figured you'd probably be hungry too.
Yeah, if it wasn't for that candy cane and the cookie, you are right. Thank you so much for doing this. So sweet of you.
Smells good.
Melissa eats hungrily. Lexi watches, smiling.
This is amazing.
Thank you. It's a chestnut risotto with thyme and Parmesan cream sauce.
I saw you had tasted one on one of your shows once, and you said that chestnuts are usually overlooked, so I thought I would just try.
Wait,
and...
You made this?
Mm-hmm. It's one of my recipes.
You should stop waitressing and start cooking. Do the owners know you can cook like this?
No. That would mean I would have to work up the courage to actually cook for them.
You're the first to try this one. Is it as good as the one on your show?
No. It's better.
Way better.
I'm serious. You should tell them that you can cook. You're that good. You're really good.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
Well, I have an idea. While I'm in town, why don't you bring me any dish you want, and I will give you my honest opinion. I promise. And if you want to practice pitching your ideas to me, I'll be happy to give you some pointers on how to present them.
Seriously? I mean, are you sure? Do you have time? I know you're, like, really crazy busy.
Oh, I will make the time for risotto this good. I just have one deal to make with you. If this is what you really want, you have to be prepared to work hard to get it.
Yes. Let's do it.
Okay. Great.
Okay, you have a good night.
Yeah, you too. I will now. Thank you.
The next day, Melissa leaves the inn. James is decorating a tree outside.
Good morning.
Good
hi, James.
Morning. Hey.
Hi.
Oh, hey. I know you'll be filming the Christmas fair, but if you'd like to go look around, I'd be happy to take you. You can get Christmas gifts and, well, there just might be the best hot chocolate you've ever had.
I would love to. This is my favorite time of year, and I want to experience mistletoe while I'm here.
Well, perfect. I'll catch up with you later.
Sounds great.
At the Barn Studio, Brian and Melissa pose with villagers.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, come on. Get in here. Good one.
Good one. Thank you. You know, you could have just told me that you didn't want to have dinner with me.
Yeah, I ended up going out. I just wanted to check out and eat, not sit and watch you work.
I get it.
All right, everyone, let's lock it up, please. Places, people.
Stan, I need you to add these two names to the race team list. Thank you. Tom.
She indicates Tyler.
I need you to quickly change the copy on the teleprompter. Change Brian's line to read, they're both excited to be participating.
All right, everyone, we're live. 5, 4, 3.
The picture graphic appears.
Welcome back to Mistletoe.
What a crowd. I love this town.
Coming up, we've got tips on gift wrapping, which I desperately need before the mistletoe wrap later this week.
But today we are headed to Evergreen Park for Mistletoe's annual three-legged wreath race. The teams have been practicing for months, Brian.
And it is a 2-mile race through the snow at Evergreen Park, all while having your leg tied to a teammate. I used to be a football player and I'm not sure I could do this one.
Brian sees the teleprompter, which now has the inserted line.
And the race is going to be extra exciting this year because Melissa and I will be participating in it.
Melissa looks thrown. Jennifer smiles.
So come down and cheer us on, Team Bright and Merry. We'll be right back.
And we're out.
Jennifer gives a thumbs up. Brian and Melissa frown. Later, at a town gazebo, Stan addresses a crowd.
Welcome to Mistletoe's three-legged wreath race.
Brian and Melissa are attached at the leg.
It's a great course this year, but those roads are tricky in the snow, so be careful out there.
Are we going for it?
Let us try to win.
I completely agree.
I think it's all about the outside leg.
Yeah, for sure. You have to stride big or I have to stride small. You decide.
I'll go big.
And now, let the race
begin. The contestants take off.
Outside.
Yeah. Brian and Melissa start strong and in sync. They stumble and fall in the snow.
Everybody, keep going. Keep racing. It's okay. Are you okay?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Are you sure?
I landed on you. Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm landing on this super soft snowbank.
Of course you did.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, it's pretty much your whole life, right? Soft landing.
You know, you keep making comments like this. Like my life has been so easy.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much how it seems.
You have no idea how hard it is to make it as a professional athlete, do you? I mean, the sheer number of hours that I spent working, trying to get the little natural talent I had and turned it into a bankable skill. Every workout was charted. Every calorie was counted.
At the inn, Lexi brings Melissa a basket.
These cupcakes are amazing, Lexi. You have a gift.
I'm so happy you like them.
Thank you. Oh, and I very much look forward to your thoughts.
Perfect. Professional yet positive.
I'm so excited.
You're doing great.
Lexi leaves as Brian approaches.
Hey. What's that about?
Oh, I'm working with her on a project.
Hmm. Hey, listen, we got a little time before the tree lighting. So I was wondering, do you want to rehearse tomorrow's show? Do a little prep work.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, James.
Hi.
Hey. Ready to go?
Where are you headed?
Oh, I'm showing Melissa the Christmas fair before you two film the tree lighting.
Oh, okay. Rehearse? No rehearse.
I already did, so I'm just going to see you there, okay?
Okay. Have fun.
Thanks.
James and Melissa walk off. At the gazebo, a choir sings for a crowd. Jennifer instructs a camera operator to film. Melissa and James chat as they walk.
Okay, just to clarify, you know I'm not actually the bellhop, right? Oh, come on. No, I have nothing against bellhops. I've been working hard at this whole deputy mayor thing.
Well, it's working out for you. I understand.
Hey, have you heard about Mistletoe's Christmas tree lore?
Tell me.
Well, it's believed that if you want a wish to come true, you write out that wish, you attach it to a piece of mistletoe, and then hang it on the tree.
Oh. Melissa watches a villager hang mistletoe.
Does it work?
Well, since I got to show the Melissa Mary the town Christmas fair.
Thank you. You were an excellent tour guide. Probably a pretty good deputy mayor, but bellhop thing.
Oh, you said it.
Brian stands nearby. He sends a text message on his phone. Melissa receives the text. Jennifer is looking for you. She's mad you're not here.
I have to go. Oh. I'm so sorry. This has been amazing. Thank you. And I'll see you at the St. Nick's gate.
Yeah, I wouldn't miss it.
Okay.
Melissa approaches Brian in the production tent. She looks around for Jennifer, confused.
I don't know.
Melissa sees Jennifer waving happily near the gazebo. She turns on Brian.
She's looking for you, exclamation point. She's mad you're not here, two exclamation points. Got you. Oh, I can't believe you.
Melissa turns to see James walk away from where they were standing.
Were you just watching me?
Later, at night.
Welcome to Mistletoe's Christmas tree lighting.
Stan addresses the crowd. Brian and Melissa watch from a bench. Jennifer approaches.
Congratulations. The ratings are higher than ever. Thank you, but keep it up. Okay, so we'll film the tree lighting and then you're done for the night.
Great.
I also have a draft of the announcement about Brian leaving the show. I'll send it to you both for approval. And Mel, the network is breathing down my neck about a co-host. So I've sent you another 10 to look at.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. I hope you both know what you're doing.
Jennifer frowns as she walks off.
Let's give a big thanks to the folks at Today with Bright and Mary for spending the week here in Mistletoe.
Well, we're done here if you want to go over tomorrow's schedule.
You mean rehearse?
Well, we don't have to.
No, I want to, yes. Please. Great.
Our favorite morning show couple, Melissa and Brian.
They approach the stage.
Thank you.
Everybody having a good time?
I want to thank all of you. We have received such a warm welcome from the people of Mistletoe. Thank you.
That's right. And it is so obvious why you guys won the Deck Your Town with Bright and Mary contest. Woo! I mean, go on. That's right.
But you know what I'm really looking forward to is Brian wearing a homemade hat tomorrow at the St. Nick's Skate. Am I right, ladies? Okay, Brian, you want to help me with this?
Well, let's count it down, huh? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The lights on the Christmas tree illuminate.
So beautiful.
Brian and Melissa smile at the tree. At the inn, Brian and Melissa sit in the lounge.
So tune in tomorrow for more Bright and Mary.
That was great. We should have shot it.
No, it was great because we've been rehearsing it.
Okay, it wasn't so bad.
Great.
You know, this is actually kind of nice. Just hanging out together instead of having the whole crew and cameras filming our every move.
Didn't you say something just like that on a very dramatic episode of your reality dating show?
Actually, I think I did say that on every course.
I knew it.
Wait, you said you didn't watch my season. Oh, busted.
Okay, fine. Like most women in America, Kate and I watched every episode.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't think your ego could handle it if I told you that when we first met.
You're probably right. You know, I could have probably been a little more of a team player back then.
I could have been less bossy.
You know, I was terrified to come on your show. No, seriously, it would be on in the gym where I was working out, and I would watch it every day. I mean, I didn't like your co-host, but...
Of course you didn't.
Melissa approaches the tree in the living room.
Well, what do you say? This tree isn't going to decorate itself.
Huh? Oh, no. See, that's not on the schedule. We haven't rehearsed
that. Oh, stop it, okay? I am working on my spontaneity, and you need to work on your Christmas. So come on, get up.
She opens a box of ornaments.
I thought you were stopping the bossy.
Hold this. Mm-hmm. Ginny overheard me telling my sister how disappointed I was that I wasn't going to be able to decorate a tree this year, and so she brought this out for us.
Oh, for us?
Yeah.
You really love all this, don't you?
I really do. Christmas is a magical time when anything can happen. Here, you hang one.
No, let's put it in the wrong spot. Go ahead.
There's no such thing. Go ahead.
He begins to place the ornament.
Oh, I wouldn't put it there, though.
Well, see?
Gotcha. Gotcha. I'm just kidding.
You were the worst elf ever.
They decorate a tree together.
Let your heart be from now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Have yourself a bit later, the tree is almost completely finished.
You good?
Yeah.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
This is it.
She holds the light switch excitedly.
I'd like you to do the honors.
What? Oh, no way. This is your thing. You go.
Please.
No.
I want you to.
He takes the switch. The tree lights turn on.
Oh, that's incredible.
Brian looks touched and begins to well up.
Thanks for that.
I didn't do anything.
we did it together.
Well, we are number one for a reason.
Christy appears in the living room.
Surprise!
Whoa, hey, Christy!
So this is where you've been hiding.
They really like Christmas here, don't they?
Hey, what are you doing here?
I came to visit my boyfriend.
Hi, Christy. I'm so sorry. I have so much work left to do. I'm going to say goodnight.
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 At the barn, Melissa works alone at the news desk. Jenny enters with a mug.
There you are. I knew you were working late, so I thought a cup of coffee might help.
Oh, thank you. You are so sweet.
Did you hear Brian's girlfriend surprised him?
Yes, actually, he and I just finished decorating a fabulous tree when she showed up. Is she staying here?
No. Too much Christmas, she said.
Well, thank you again for that tree and everything. How did you pull it all together so quickly?
You have no idea how much Christmas stuff we have in storage.
Oh, yeah? That's crazy.
Stan and I love collecting ornaments.
Me too.
Do you want to come have a peek?
Melissa smiles and stands. In a storage room, Melissa admires a box of ornaments. Jenny removes a cloth from a carriage.
And no one's seen this old thing in years.
Oh, wow. Wow, does it work?
Oh, goodness. I can't imagine so. It barely worked 50 years ago. I had such a crush on Stan when I was young. I wrote a wish for him to ask me on a date, attached mistletoe to it, hung it on the tree. Our first date was in this carriage.
So that Christmas mistletoe wish thing really works, huh?
I'll let you decide. But I did wish for Stan to marry me. Here we are, almost 50 years later.
Well, I am pretty jealous because I've always dreamed of the perfect Christmas date riding in something like this.
You should make a mistletoe wish.
Oh, yeah, I think we are doing that for the show.
I wasn't talking about for the cameras.
Jenny exits. In the inn lobby, Stan eats a cookie from the desk. Brian enters.
Stan, how you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, you guys haven't by chance seen Melissa, have you?
She was in the barn earlier, right, Jenny?
She was, but she's gone to bed.
Oh, me too. Good night.
Melissa found your old carriage.
Huh. I took some nice girl on the first date and it can't recall her name at the moment.
Stanley Roman, you're going to find some coal in that stocking of yours.
Hey, did you say you guys had a carriage? Yeah. Like a horse and carriage carriage?
If mine were able to move, yeah.
Hey, Stan, if I help you get that moving, could I borrow it?
Son, I'm not sure if that's possible. We can sure try.
Great. And let's just keep this between the three of us for now. Good night.
Brian leaves. The next day, at the village square, Melissa skates on an ice rink among the crowd. Brian sits on the bench lacing his skates. He watches Melissa do a spin. Jennifer approaches Brian with hat boxes.
Hey, did I get our call time wrong?
No, she just got here early.
Melissa skates up.
Hi.
Hey, trying to get a leg up on your competition out there?
I just thought I'd have a not so serious moment before work.
Well, looks good on you.
Well, since you're both so festive and frosty, this should be fun and painless. Unless you fall, so don't fall.
Jennifer, I've never skated in my life.
What?
What?
Yeah, no.
Good to know.
Well, he's a professional athlete. I mean, I'm sure he'll figure it out.
Guys, I'm going down. He's gonna have it.
Well, then we'll just shoot a short piece of you skating and then one about the Festival of Lights.
That sounds smart. Okay?
Oh, these are for you.
Thank you very much.
I know what this is.
They open the hat boxes.
You've got to be kidding.
These are awesome. Oh, good one.
Brian frowns.
Seriously?
It's perfect.
Yeah, not helping at all.
Good. Come on, it's fantastic. Oh. Let's go. Okay, just be careful. All right. You got this. Okay, so first step.
Is a doozy.
Is a doozy.
Jennifer readies the cameras.
No, let me put these on.
Okay. Must have been nice to see Christy.
Yeah.
Last night?
Yeah, that was a total surprise. I didn't know she was coming. I'm sorry that it interrupted our decorating.
Well,
somehow I don't think you're actually sorry about that. But don't worry, we were done anyway.
I know that I can sometimes come across as grinchy. Grinch-like, whatever.
I am laughing at your use of the word sometimes, not grinchy.
Oh, ha, ha, ha.
I've just never met someone who's so against Christmas, you know?
I am not against Christmas. Okay, when I was a kid, my dad lost his job. Right, and we had some tough years financially. You know, and the church would come by and donate some gifts. Well, one gift. And that's nice, but you're a kid. You just want a bunch of presents. You know, I'd go to school and see my friends, and they had all their new stuff. And I don't know, it's like we didn't have the money to go out and buy a tree and go shopping and make cookies and stuff. I just didn't do that. So Christmas is, I don't know, just brings back all of that, you know?
I can't imagine. I'm so sorry.
No, no, don't be. It's all I knew. Look, on the plus side, I never had to eat fruitcake. Never had to shop for the perfect gift for somebody. I just pick up some gift cards.
What?
Yeah.
Gift cards?
Yeah.
What about for your family, your close friends?
Big gift cards.
Oh, come on. Right, and the key to a perfect gift is that it's something sentimental. It doesn't have to cost anything if it comes from your heart.
Good to know. And the fruitcake?
Oh, that's awful.
That's gotta be.
He stumbles and nearly falls, but maintains balance.
Oh, no, I got this.
I can't believe this is your first time on ice. Hey, Lexi!
Melissa, hey!
Don't just drag me. This is hard work.
Are we still on for later?
Absolutely. I can't wait. You good?
Oh, yeah. Hey, nothing to see here. Just move along.
Good luck. Focus.
What's going on there?
What?
Like, no, I just keep seeing you guys have all these secret meetings and stuff.
Oh. Lexi is an unbelievable cook, and she has these great recipes, and she asked me to help her because she wants to tell the owners of Mistletoe on Main to maybe put some of her recipes on the menu. But she's a little nervous, so I'm helping her with the presentation, that's all.
It's nice of you. Knowing how busy you are.
No big deal.
Okay, I'll be right there. Okay, thanks.
All right, you need to rest for a second. James.
Hey, James.
Okay. I've been dealing with an emergency, so unfortunately I can't stay.
Oh, no. What happened?
The pipes burst in the town center.
You mean where we're wrapping presents for the kids?
Yeah.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, from what I've been told, no. I'm on my way there right now.
All right, well, let me know if there's anything I can do.
Yeah, let us know.
Well, thanks. Have fun.
Yeah, see you later.
Hey!
Hey! Christy, hi! I'm gonna...
Sure.
Melissa leaves.
Okay.
Christy gives Brian coffee.
Thank you very much.
Well, don't thank me yet. Might be frozen.
Hey, listen, we only have a couple more segments to shoot. Do you want to get some skates and maybe come and try? It's kind of fun.
Oh, not my kind of fun.
Okay.
I'm headed back to the hotel and get warm. Text me when you're done. I've got something important to talk to you about.
Okay. Well, see ya. Thanks. You know what? You better just take this. That's
okay.
It's not going to help my situation here.
Are you right. Okay?
Yeah, yeah. I'll text you later.
Brian?
Yeah?
You got it?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He stumbles again, but remains standing.
Oh, yeah!
Christy frowns, watching Brian and Melissa. Later, Brian and Melissa sit on the bench along the rink. Jennifer approaches.
Brian, Mel?
Yes?
You are wrapped for the day.
Oh,
thank you,
Christmas
Jennifer.
Miracle.
Mel? I'm gonna need your top three choices for the new co-host. Network's getting anxious.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm working on it.
See you tomorrow.
See ya.
Finding anyone good?
Yeah, you know, a lot of good options.
Good.
Lexi approaches.
Oh, hey. Hey, are you guys done?
Yes.
You guys should definitely come to the Mistletoe on Main tonight. We're going to have food and music and decorate some stockings for the toy drive.
Wait, you decorate the stocking?
Yeah, the restaurant started it. We decorate the stockings and then we hand them out with all of the gifts.
That sounds awesome. I'm not sure if Brian can make it, but I will definitely be there.
Cool. We'll see you guys there then.
See you later.
Awesome. Bye.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, no problem. You know, I'm really glad that you told me your story. I know old memories are a big part of who we are, but you could always try to make some new memories. Trust me. Christmas is worth it.
They remove their silly hats.
Okay.
What? Really?
Sure, I'll come.
Really? Oh, that's awesome. That'll be so fun. You're going to love it.
It's going to be better than this.
Well, is Christy going to be okay with it? Because it's not technically...
Yeah, no. She's working on this other big project, so I'll just catch up with her after.
Later at the restaurant, Lexi addresses the guests sitting at tables.
Thanks, everyone, for coming to Mistletoe on Main's annual stocking party. Eat, drink, dance, and, of course, decorate. Oh, and don't forget, the best stocking wins a special Christmas mistletoe wreath. So good luck.
Lexi approaches Melissa at her table.
Hey, are you having a good time?
Are you kidding me? Christmas crafts and holiday music and food? It's perfect.
Tyler approaches Lexi, smiling.
Hi.
Hi.
Tyler turns and sits, still smiling.
What's going on with you and Tyler? You were very cozy at the ice rink.
You know what's weird? He's been living here for almost 2 years. And he comes to the restaurant all the time, and we shop at all the same stores, and he's come to all the same town events, but I mean, never met until that day in the bakery.
Well, they say timing is everything.
Right? It's crazy to think that the right person could be right in front of you, and you may never even...
Lexi looks at Brian.
Know it.
What?
Melissa turns to see Brian struggling with his decoration.
Mel, I think your co-host needs some co-decorating.
Yeah. I hope that's enough.
Okay.
Melissa approaches Brian.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Well, I told you I'm not very crafty.
I would never have guessed.
it's football.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah?
No.
No, you're terrible.
No. But we could work on it. We could fix it. I have an idea. What if we added a jersey? Ooh, goalposts. And if we just made it a little smaller, you could,
We are not fixing that. We can...
We could fix it. A Christmas bet that we can fix it.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, we don't win that wreath trophy thing.
Oh.
Then tomorrow on the show, you have to say that I am the best host ever. Oh, yes.
Okay. I'm in. But if we do win, you have to dance a Christmas carol dance of my choosing with me.
No, I don't dance.
Oh, no, you can't dance, right? I do remember that from the Halloween hoedown. My feet have never recovered, but you will dance.
Oh, fighting words. I am so in for this little bet.
What's happening? All right, you got the glue?
Yeah. Yeah, you know when I told you that I was a kid and I only got one present at Christmas?
Uh-huh.
Well, it was a football. My dad and I would play catch with that thing constantly. And then it just got some big life of its own. You know, high school, college, the pros. I don't know, part I missed the most, though, was playing catch with my dad. Crazy to think that that all started from one Christmas present.
Well, it's a good thing it wasn't a gift card.
Christy enters.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, you two look festive.
I thought I was meeting you back at the hotel.
You were. An hour ago.
What? Oh, I am so sorry. We got hung up in doing these stockings for charity.
Yeah.
Look at this one Mel did with the football.
Oh, no. It's not my idea. It was actually all Brian's vision. I just helped.
Okay.
Do you want to make one? There's still plenty of stuff you could decorate.
Oh, no, I'm good. Thank you. Can we talk privately?
Of course. I'm sorry. I'm going to take this to Lexi. I think we have a winner.
Is everything okay?
Well, yeah, I've got some news. Once you're done here with Bride and Mary,
mm-hmm.
I've got us our own show. Can you believe it?
Mistletoeers, listen up. The time has come to announce our favorite stocking.
I just told you I got us our own show. Weren't you going to say anything?
And the winner is the football stocking by Melissa Mary.
Oh.
Brian smiles. Melissa whispers in Lexi's ear.
Oh, I've just found out that this was a joint effort. So, Brian, come on up. Melissa and Brian will be leading us in the final dance of the night.
One sec.
Oh, wait.
Brian approaches Melissa.
You know what? Actually, Brian and I would love to invite everyone
to dance with us.
Oh, yeah, that would be so much better.
And really, we just want to say thank you to everyone for including us in this amazing evening.
That's right. This was amazing. Thanks, everyone.
You ready? Okay. Let's go.
Melissa watches as Brian escorts Christy out of the restaurant. Brian and Christy chat outside.
It's a reality show about a famous actress and a star football player living in the public eye. They're going to film us at events, parties, and doing regular stuff too. The producers think there's enough for a second season.
Wow.
Yeah. Look, I know I've thrown a lot at you, but this is the big project I've been working on.
Melissa and James exit the restaurant happily. Christy grabs Brian's hand, pulling his gaze to her.
I just want to make sure you're as ready for this as I am.
Yeah. You have worked so hard. It's great.
Okay. They've sent the contracts, so we're able to sign them here.
Yeah.
At the barn, Brian and Stan examine the carriage.
Oh, Stan. Wow, this thing's amazing.
Yeah.
What do we got to do to get this thing working?
Well, the suspension is shot. Now, those wheels under there haven't turned in 25 years.
Right. Let me get down here and take a look, huh?
Brian removes his jacket and crawls under.
So, how are you liking Mistletoe?
Oh, what a great town. You know, if you had told me a week ago that I was going to be making gingerbread houses and crafting with a glue gun, well, trying to fix an old carriage up for Mel, I would have probably called you crazy, Stan. I don't know, it just feels like my perspective is changing on a few things right now.
Well, sometimes when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
The next day, at the barn studio, Brian and Mel sit at the news desk wearing Hawaiian shirts with a Christmas theme.
No way!
I know, right?
You're not really gonna let them wear that on camera, are you?
It wasn't my idea. I'll lock it up, people!
Jennifer, we've got a problem with the teleprompter.
I'm okay wearing this, but you seem oddly okay with wearing that on national television.
They turned out better than I thought they would.
You did this?
Mel, Brian, places, please.
Thanks, guys.
Problem. The teleprompters are down.
What?
But we gotta go. Are you okay without them?
I have my notes.
Are you good?
I have her.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Here we go, people. We are live in 5, 4,
I'll go first.
3. Yep.
The picture graphic appears.
Welcome to Today with Bright and Mary. We have to start by asking for your help.
That's right. A pipe has burst in Mistletoe's town center.
Yeah, and they lost almost all of the gifts that they had for kids in need.
So if you are anywhere near Mistletoe and can spare it,
we would really appreciate it if you could bring down a gift to the Festival of Lights tonight.
Yeah, it would mean a lot. Thank you.
Be sure to tune in to our very special Christmas Eve episode.
You won't want to miss that.
Absolutely.
Also, how's about these shirts? Oh, right? I mean, come on. Doesn't she look great in this?
And I am going to tell them, of course. They deserve to know. Brian got these shirts.
Yes, I did.
About the Christmas spirit.
I got no problem owning that.
And in spite of the shirts, I do want to say that you are the best co-host I've ever worked with.
Brian smiles at her.
We'll be right back.
And we're out.
Thanks for saying that.
I mean, technically, you didn't have to say that because, you know, you did win the contest fair and square.
Well.
Okay, and as for the teleprompter, you're better without it.
So what's the very special Christmas Eve episode?
If you had asked me yesterday, I could have told you. But after just seeing them now, only Santa knows.
Later, at the inn, Melissa looks on her laptop at a slideshow of photos, all of her skating with Brian. She rises to answer her door. Lexi stands there with a basket.
Lexi, hi!
Hi!
I come bearing good tidings of joy and muffins.
Those are my favorite kind.
Okay, so I was thinking, what if I added a brunch to my presentation? And then I came up with these muffins. But you promised you'd be honest.
Oh, I promise. Just don't keep me away from the sugar and no one gets hurt.
Drum roll, please. Apple crumb streusel muffins.
Melissa takes a bite.
This is amazing. Honestly, this is insane.
Thank you.
I have to post a picture of how beautiful these are, too. Look at this.
She takes a picture with her phone. Lexi notices the slideshow.
I know you and Brian aren't a couple, but you'd never know it looking at the pictures.
Oh, we wouldn't be a very good couple. Some days we're not even good co-hosts. No, there's a million reasons why we couldn't be together.
Bells jingle all the way, do-do-do. Oh,
in his room, Brian wraps a Christmas box.
Yo!
Is he shooting a scene in his room, or...?
Oh, no. No, he's not.
Oh. Interesting. You know, Brian didn't seem like a very big fan of Christmas when you guys first got here.
He wasn't.
Anyways.
Whoa, whoa!
One more for later.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. This is perfect.
Lexi leaves. At the inn, Melissa lounges on the couch in the living room. Brian enters in a Santa hat.
Hey, what you doing? You working?
No, just making sure all my packages got delivered in time for everyone's Christmas presents and trying not to be too disappointed about everything I'm missing out on back home.
Oh.
What are you doing? Yeah, going to see Christy?
No, I'm not going to do that until after work tonight. She's closing some big deal.
Wow. You mean like a new movie?
It's a TV show. But listen, I have a surprise for you.
I don't like surprises.
I know. Were you waiting for Christmas?
That's not how you use that expression.
Well, so you're laughing. Come on. Let's go. Come on. This way.
What?
They enter the kitchen.
So you said that you and your sister make cookies every Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Since you can't, I asked Jenny if we could use the kitchen. And I called Kate and got all the ingredients for your spicy ginger cookies.
Thank you. Look at how you set this all up.
Oh. Here you go. Excuse me. Just my small way of saying thank you for putting up with me all year.
Wait a second. Did I have a choice?
Yeah, I don't think you did.
No.
Okay, so listen, you just tell me what to do here, right? Not my specialty.
Oh, right. Okay, well, you could start by preheating the oven to 350.
Okay, which one's the oven? Yeah, just kidding. I made a playlist. Okay. 50. Okay. All right. What now?
Well, you could mix the butter and the sugar, Kris Kringle.
Okay.
She hands him a bowl.
So how is the co-host search coming?
Oh, slower than the network would like. I just want to make sure get it right this time after what happened with you.
Right, yeah, I see what you did there. That was funny. That's really funny. Okay, so let's talk about something else. Like why you're single.
Oh. No.
Come on,
that's not.
Yeah, no, that's a good one, because I really don't get that. Okay, come on, you've had to have had boyfriends.
Yes, I had boyfriends.
Okay.
I had boyfriends.
And?
One really serious one.
Okay. Did you bake with him? Well, hey, I just want to know where I stand on the cookie baking partner list.
Well, yes. Yes, we baked together. Okay. But, you know, I was a different person.
Oh, different how?
Well, I used to be relaxed.
Ha!
Yep.
Yeah.
It's true.
Come on.
Yeah.
Not believing.
No planning, no preparing.
Not believing a word of this.
Well, it didn't work out for me.
What do you mean?
I
Got this amazing opportunity on a big network show. And I blew it. It was the very beginning of my career, and I just thought it was all going to work out. So I didn't plan. I didn't work hard enough. And I didn't get the job. So I have spent every waking moment since then making sure that I am ready, that I'm prepared for every job, from the smallest co-host spot on a low-rated cable show to today with Bright and Mary.
Hey, practice hard so the games are easy, right?
Yeah, right.
Go ahead. Make your jokes. It's okay. I can take it.
Hey, I don't have any jokes. Honest, I got nothing. It's just probably more impressed with you now than I was before.
They share a moment looking at each other. Then, they begin to form the dough in the bowl into balls. Later, Melissa chats with Kate on her laptop.
You swear you didn't put him up to this.
Sister, swear.
I don't know what it is, but something's different about him.
Enough for you to admit you might like him?
Brian appears behind Melissa.
Peppermint hot chocolate.
Thank you.
Kate, you're awesome. Merry Christmas.
What'd you say?
The look on your face already answered my question.
Even if you're right, and I'm not saying you are, he has a girlfriend.
Maybe, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't tell him how you feel.
I don't have any idea how I feel.
You and I both know that's not the truth. You just don't want to admit how you feel. I just don't want you to miss out on something or someone wonderful because you're scared to take a chance.
Later, at the town square, Brian and Melissa stand at the town tree.
So I was up all night last night.
Oh, no.
And I made a list.
Did you check it twice?
What's that?
It's a song. Never mind. What's the list?
All the things I've never done in my life until this week.
That's a very big title.
Big list. I built a gingerbread house, baked cookies, went ice skating, I decorated a tree, and I rehearsed with you.
Let me see this. Wait, you forgot about our three-legged race.
No, I intentionally left that off the list.
Why?
Because I'm so burned we lost. It's boring.
Me too.
Yeah. But there was one other thing that I've never done before that I would like your help with.
Okay.
I want to shop for presents.
The famous gift card giver wants to give actual physical presents?
Made me see Christmas differently, Mo. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Jennifer and Tyler approach.
Mel, Brian.
Mm-hmm. Great job this week. The ratings are still up and the network is thrilled.
Okay, so we have one more shot with you, and it'll be of you both writing a wish and hanging it on the tree. I just put mine up there.
Oh, what'd you wish for?
Well, I wish that neither of you make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Well, we're rolling, so whenever you're ready.
Brian and Melissa walk over to a table with pen, paper, and mistletoe.
Oh, here.
Thank you. Okay.
They each take a pen and begin to write.
All right, you're the expert here. Does this have any shot of coming true?
I choose to believe.
All right.
They fill out their papers. Brian turns to Melissa as she writes.
Mel.
Yeah?
Never mind.
They continue writing. Jennifer watches. Tyler holds the camera. Brian and Melissa each wrap their paper with a bow.
How you gonna do that?
It's perfect.
They approach the tree. Melissa hangs her paper. Brian hangs his. They smile. At the same tree, Melissa stands alone. Christy approaches.
Christy, you just missed Brian.
Oh, I'll find him later. I just want to make sure we're okay.
Of course we are.
Good. I was so afraid that you'd be upset that he was leaving your show to come do mine.
What?
He didn't tell you? It's a reality show that will bring our fans into our world of premieres and parties and follow us as we move in, get engaged, life stuff.
That sounds so perfect for you two.
Everyone thinks it'll be a hit.
I'm sure it will be.
Glad we're okay.
Me too.
Yeah. Christy walks off. Melissa frowns. Brian walks on a village sidewalk and runs into Christy.
There you are. Hey, go over here and talk for a minute.
I have the contracts for us to sign.
Yeah.
But it seems like I don't really need to take them out of my purse.
Hey, I loved your show today.
Oh.
You and Melissa are really great together.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Sorry. Christy, I think we want two different things.
No. I want the same thing, but you changed what you wanted.
I didn't expect for this to happen.
It's okay, Brian. We're all allowed to change. And I've got a backup plan.
Of course you do.
I'm gonna go.
Somewhere warm, I'm guessing.
Yes. Very warm. Good luck with everything. Brian.
Merry Christmas.
Christy walks off. Later, at the barn, Brian and Melissa are doing their show.
Mistletoe has had an incredible tradition of donating toys to local hospitals for some pretty incredible kids.
That's right, and even though we had a small setback, we are still accepting donations at the Festival of Lights tonight.
We're both going to be there, so come on down.
We have a lot more ahead, so stick with us. We'll be back.
Mal and Brian, that was perfect.
Thank you.
Hey, I came by your room last night to talk to you, but you weren't around.
Yeah, I was busy.
Well, after work today, can we sit down and have a cup of coffee?
I have to just, you know, focus on everything. It's going to be your last show, which how to work on that.
All right, Mom, what's going on?
I just need to focus.
Okay.
Tyler, who is wearing earphones, turns to Jennifer.
Rule number 315 about being a good producer. Don't repeat anything you just heard.
Copy that.
Taylor, can you please tell sound to turn off their mics?
Sure.
Later, at night, Brian loads a truck with wrapped gifts.
Wow. Okay, keep them coming. All right. Uh-oh.
Wait, oh, Brian, I got one more.
Yep, and this looks like it. Great job, everyone. Yeah. Nice.
Wow. Now, everybody, line up.
The gathered crowd assembles on the sidewalks in the village as the fire truck drives down. The villagers wave as it passes. Christmas lights on the storefronts and power lines illuminate as the truck drives underneath. Later, the truck is parked. Brian greets villagers.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Good night.
Oh, hey, good talking to you guys. Hey, Melissa. No. I've been trying to talk to you.
You don't have to. I already know.
You know what?
Christy told me about your new show. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk to you about.
Brian, I don't want to hear it.
Melissa walks off. Later, sitting on a bench in the square, Melissa video chats with Kate.
So he had another show lined up with Christy this whole time?
Yep. That's why he was being so nice to me this week.
Wait,
he said that's the reason he's been so nice to you?
No, he didn't.
Well, what exactly did he say?
He didn't say anything, actually. I didn't let him. I just...
Go talk to him and call me later.
Lexi runs up to Melissa.
Melissa! Melissa! I did it! I finally pitched my ideas to the restaurant. And as of the new year, they're going to be adding some of my dishes to the menu.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
You are awesome.
And I'm sorry that I didn't ask you sooner. I feel like a terrible friend.
No. I mean, because of you and your advice, I might be a real chef one day.
Later, Melissa enters the inn. Ginny stands at the reception desk.
Is Brian back?
I haven't seen him.
Almost forgot. This came for you.
Oh, thanks.
If you see Brian...
I'll tell him you're looking for.
Okay, thank you.
Ginny hands Melissa an envelope, then picks up the phone. Melissa enters her room and opens the envelope. Inside is a card.
Melissa Mary, your presence is requested this Christmas Eve. Be outside at 8 p.m. A surprise awaits.
Melissa checks the time. It's 7:57. In the barn, Stan stands holding a phone with Brian.
Ginny says she got the note.
All right, we're not gonna finish this time. We'll do it tomorrow. I gotta go. Thanks, Stan.
Okay. Brian leaves Stan with the carriage, which looks shinier than before. Melissa goes outside. James walks up to Melissa.
Oh, perfect timing.
James.
I was, wondering if you wanted to grab a bite to eat.
Oh, I would love that. Yes,
sounds great.
They walk off. Brian exits the inn with a bundle of roses, just in time to see Melissa and James walking off. He frowns. In the village square, Melissa and James walk together on the sidewalk.
I'm sure you're ready to get back home, but gotta say that having your show here is the most exciting thing that's ever happened in Mistletoe.
Brian is leaving the show.
Wait, Brian's leaving?
So our stay is tomorrow. Please don't say anything.
No, of course, no, but what are you gonna do?
I don't know. When I got your note, I was...
Well, but I didn't leave you a note.
It was Brian. He wrote me a note asking me to meet him at 8 o'clock, and I missed it.
I've seen the way Brian looks at you, and if I was him, I'd wait.
Thank you.
She hugs James.
Thank you.
She dashes off. At the inn, Melissa walks down the hallway and approaches Brian's door.
Brian, I need to talk to you.
She stands for a moment, then walks to her own room and enters. Time passes. At the studio barn, Melissa's microphone is attached. She chats on the phone to Kate.
Merry Christmas, sis.
Merry Christmas, Kate.
So, did you talk to Brian last night?
No. Look, I tried, okay? I knocked on his door and he wasn't there. I should have just listened to him when he tried to explain.
Maybe I should have told him how I feel.
So talk to him before you start shooting.
It's too late now.
You know, he has that project with Christy. Tonight's just gonna be my last show with him.
At least give him your present.
I'll think about it.
I'll call you after. I love you.
Love you back.
Melissa approaches the makeup table and picks up a wrapped present.
Mm.
She sighs, then walks off, running into Tyler.
Tyler, wait. Do you know where Brian went?
Yeah, he was here earlier to get ready, but then he rushed off. Said he had to get something from his room.
Thanks.
No problem.
Melissa walks off. Jennifer, who has been listening, sits in her producer chair. In the inn, Melissa knocks on Brian's door.
Brian, are you there? Brian?
At the barn, Jennifer addresses the sound team.
Sound? Brian and Mel are already mic'd up, yes? Could you turn their mics on, please?
She turns to the camera operators.
Guys, I need you to get outside. I want hidden cameras on Brian and Mel. Come on, let's go.
The team hurries into action. Brian stands in the barn near the carriage, which is neatly painted and decorated with holly. Stan enters.
Melissa is looking for you. Ready?
Hey, Stan. How did you know that Jenny was the one?
Because she has been driving me crazy since the day I met her.
That works. Oh, it's like I got pregame jitters. Today could literally be the last day that I see her. And I don't know what to say. What do I say to her?
Tell her the truth. Tell her how you feel. And you will never regret it.
Melissa leaves the inn. A cameraman watches from behind the bushes. The video feed is being sent to the barn computers. Jennifer watches.
Me, camera, for the love of Christmas, find me Brian.
Brian appears outside. A camera spots him.
There's Brian. Punch in on him. In a few seconds, our hosts of America's number one talk show are going to do something quite spectacular.
How do you know that?
You need to always listen to your gut when you're producing, no matter how absurd it might be. My gut has guided me through many years of incredible shows, and right now that same gut is telling me we need to cut into the tape segments and go live earlier than planned.
Are you allowed to do that?
No, but what if something should happen? And this was the very last show of Bright and Mary. Well, wouldn't you want it to be the best one ever?
Melissa walks outside.
Brian?
People? We are going live. Take it away, Tyler.
You know my name?
Of course. I was just testing you.
Well, did I pass?
On Tyler's count, we are going live in...
5, 4, 3...
The picture graphic appears, followed by the live footage of Melissa walking around. Kate smiles, watching from home. She sits on the front steps of the inn. A cameraman closes in on her. She holds the gift. Brian appears, riding in on the carriage, now being driven by a horse. Melissa stands.
Beautiful.
Kate puts her hands to her mouth as she watches.
It's all Stan.
Stan tips his hat.
Hey, I am so
really sorry.
Sorry
about what I said.
Can I go first?
I rehearsed. Like 100 times. I know that I'm done on the show after today. But there is no other show, okay? I'm not doing it. And me asking to leave Bright and Mary was a giant mistake, and I regret it. And most importantly, I am so sorry that I did that to you.
Thank you for saying that.
Christy and I broke up. And maybe that was gonna happen anyway, but... being here. Just everything this week. Just know she isn't the one. And I know that because she isn't you. You've changed me now. My life is better. And I have fallen completely in love with you. They're probably, okay, well, I'm sure they're looking for us now.
Wait.
It's okay.
Tell him, Mel! Tell him right now!
Where's the teleprompter when you need one?
You're better without it.
You drive me so crazy.
Come
right?
On.
You just, and you never let me finish my sentences. You are not crafty. And you don't even know all the words to Jingle Bells. And I haven't been able to focus. And I don't want to stay up all night working anymore. And I tried really hard, but I couldn't find another co-host because none of them was you. And I have fallen completely in love with you.
Did you just steal my line?
Yeah, I did.
Brian lifts her and places her onto the carriage. The crew watches happily from inside the barn. Kate smiles at home.
Well, you better kiss me before the cameras find us.
They kiss.
Oh, sweet Father Christmas, that just took Kitty and Adorable to a whole new level.
Fruit cake's already been eaten.
Brian and Melissa notice the cameras and wave. Jimmy and James watch smiling from the barn. Brian and Melissa get into the carriage.
Yeah.
They exchange gifts.
That's just a gift card.
Each gift is the other's wish from the mistletoe tree. They open the papers and read. The one Brian Holtz reads, "I wish for today with Bride and Mary to continue." The one Melissa opens reads the same exact thing.
Think you can handle another year of Bride and Mary?
I was thinking I could handle Bride and Mary indefinitely.
Melissa chokes up. They kiss again. Brian puts his arm around Melissa.
Merry Christmas, Brian.
Merry Christmas, Melissa.
Hang on, you two.
Stan leads the carriage out of the inn parking lot.